If it's Friday, it's meetup time on Arizona's Morning News with Meet the Press moderator Chuck Todd, political director for NBC News. The primaries have started across the country, and it's already been a bumpy start, Chuck. I mean, is what's going on with the Pennsylvania Senate race and Dr. Oz a sign that Donald Trump is even going to cry foul in the primaries this year? Because I can't even imagine the consequences for places like Arizona here, where our infamous audit and so many Republicans saying they're still not satisfied with 2020's election results.
Well, if you don't want to trust the mail-in voting process, because guess how David McCormick in Pennsylvania, if he wins, he's going to win because of mail-in ballots that came in late, and it's all because of Pennsylvania. Just so you know, look, Arizona has one of the better mail-in ballot systems in the country.
We've been doing it a long time.
Correct. Pennsylvania, one of the worst. Do you realize this is the Pennsylvania, just so you understand how convoluted, sometimes out east, we like to make fun of these western states and how you guys do elections. It's time to make fun of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
This is what Pennsylvania does. It is against the law for you to take, you're an elections worker, you have all these mail-in ballots coming in, you can't open the envelopes or do anything yet until after the polls close. So what all these elections folks in Pennsylvania have decided to do is count the election day vote first so they can get that out, and then they go through the arduous process of opening the envelope. They got to open two envelopes because there's a secrecy envelope inside the regular envelope, so they got to run it through an envelope cutter twice. Then they got to fold the thing out. Then they got to check to make sure the ballot's good. Then they got to run the thing. So it's an automatic week. Most states with mail-in ballots allow you to start the processing part. You don't have to run the count in the actual machine until election day, but you at least get to do all that other stuff.
Yeah, because meanwhile,
your Arizonas and your Floridas actually count the vote on election night.
We do get our results pretty quickly, considering how many ballots are mailed in. But I mean, you've got people waiting. You got the media, the candidates, the public. Yeah,
right. And of course, the longer you wait, the more doubt can be sown. Right? It's convoluted. It's crazy to say that I understand how you fill that vacuum. So anyway, but the bottom line is, yes, I think because the former president is so committed to his 2020 perception of how elections were run and how somehow it worked against him, he's not going to be able to accept the results in Pennsylvania if Oz loses, because Oz is winning right now.
So do you think he's actually going to point the finger at Republicans, for fixing elections or whatever terminology he's using this year?
I don't know who. I'm sure he'll somehow try to find a way to blame the other party. I mean, that would be a little awkward if he's blaming his fellow officials. I mean, well, obviously he did in Georgia.
Yeah.
And look how well that has gone for him. So, look, I think this Pennsylvania thing is, you're right to ask about it. I think it could rip apart the Republican Party. And you know what it's going to do? Cost them a Senate seat.
We're talking with Chuck Todd of Meet the Press, and in about a half hour, we're going to be talking about Title 42 with Sheriff Mark Daniels. He's down on the border in Cochise County.
Yeah.
Do you know? That's what I was going to ask you, because you're a Washington insider. Is that federal judge going to rule today on Title 42?
We expect the ruling. We are expecting the ruling today.
Okay.
Yes, we are expecting the ruling today. Folks expect it to basically, not allow the government to lift it. That's the expectation, but we'll see.
Which kind of puts a lot of people in a lot of weird positions, because our own Senator Mark Kelly is saying he doesn't want Title 42 lifted. But when we had him on earlier this week, he wouldn't tell us what criteria needs to be met before lifting Title 42, which everybody says can't stay in place forever, right?
Right, but nobody wants to create a metric and then have that metric pre-met and then have it lifted right away before November. I'm going to be a little cynical here. I have a feeling people will tell you what their metrics are sometime around mid, just before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, right.
Just conveniently after the election. I think you'll get some more detail then.